Has anyone ever heard this term before? Invasive species? Who's heard of that before? Can anyone name any invasive species we have maybe in Minnesota? Maybe some of the most famous ones? Anybody?
Zebra mussels.
Zebra mussels, okay. They shouldn't be here. They're from another place in the world, and they're really, really bad for our lakes and streams and our boats. That's why you have to wash off your boat all the time when you get out of the lake and bring it somewhere else. What's maybe one more invasive species right back here? Yeah. Say it louder. Stink bugs. Are they invasive species? Oh, man. I knew I hated them for a good reason. No, I'm just kidding. Stink bugs. I'm thinking of a kind of fish. Anyone think of a kind of fish we have that's not a good one? One more time. I don't know if that's one. I don't know if that's one. Anyone ever hear of the Asian carp? Who said the Asian carp? It's in Minnesota. It shouldn't be here. It's really, really bad. It eats up all the other things in the ecosystem and messes up the balance of life here. And you know how we got the Asian carp here many, many years ago? It was just like a couple people brought some of these fish over, kind of like as a hobby, kind of like, this is a cool fish, it's not in the U.S., let's bring some over and let's grow them. And then one day, in an accident, some of them got out of the aquarium and went into our streams and rivers, and now we have thousands and thousands and thousands of them, and we can't get rid of them. It's like they're here to stay, whether you like it or not. You can't get rid of it now. Just from that one little accident, the invasive species. We heard in the first reading about another kind of, you could say, accident. That's kind of like how an invasive species spreads. This is from the Acts of the Apostles. This is after Jesus rose from the dead. It's after Pentecost. And people are going out and preaching and teaching about Jesus all over the place. Right in one place in Jerusalem. And then did everyone like hearing about Jesus all the time? No, some people did not like that. They threw Christians in jail. They just martyred St. Stephen. We heard in the readings this week. Saul is dragging Christians out of their houses for imprisonment. And a lot of these Christians, it says, they were scattered way, way outside of Jerusalem. In Judea and Samaria and eventually Asia and Africa and all kinds of places around the world, they began to be scattered. And one of those who was scattered was St. Philip the Deacon. He was scattered. He had to leave, and he went to Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. And all the crowds believed him. And unclean spirits were cast out of possessed people. People who were disabled and handicapped were cured. And there was so much joy in that city. Like the gospel of Jesus took root in that city, and now they couldn't get rid of it. And it all came from just one person, St. Philip, who on accident, he didn't plan to go there, on accident ended up being there and telling people about Jesus. He was kind of like a really good kind of invasive species. That because this horrible thing happened, that Christians were being put in prison and being killed, and the Christians were being scattered throughout the world. Oops, they didn't plan for that. It's kind of like when the Asian carp got out of the aquarium. It's like, oops, we didn't plan for them to escape, but they got out, and now they're here to stay. But sometimes when things happen that aren't good, that are painful, it's like, oops, I didn't plan for that. But what's God going to do with that? What's God's next move? Philip got scattered. He invaded Samaria, you could say. And he just began to tell people about who Jesus was. And all of a sudden, the gospel took root and people believed. And people were healed and lives were changed. And people adored the living God who raised his son from the dead to give us new life. All that from just one person who had a little accident and went somewhere he didn't plan to go. For us, brothers and sisters, there's all kinds of moments in our life when we, our plans don't go like we think. It's like, oops, I didn't plan for that. Oops, I guess I'm going over here today. Oops, I'm going to this city or this school, or this didn't happen like I thought it would. I didn't make the cut. I didn't get that grade. I guess something different's happening in my family. Oops. In that moment, that's right where we ask, okay, God, what are you doing next? And God, who do you want me to share Jesus with in this new place where I never thought I'd be? Who can I share just a little bit about Jesus with? You don't need to tell people the entire Bible. If you can do that, awesome. If you can tell the whole story of the Bible and they want to listen, great. But did you know if you just tell people one story about Jesus and what he did, it can change their entire lives? Just one story. One story from the Bible, like when Jesus said he's the bread of life. Or one story from our lives where we say, Jesus did this for me, and he loved me so much right there, and now my life's different. Even that one little story you share in a new place where, oops, you're there by accident, I don't know how this happened, you're kind of like that good invasive species that is meant to share and spread the gospel. So brothers and sisters, let's defend our lakes and rivers of Minnesota. Let's make sure we wash off those zebra mussels. I'm not comparing you to Asian carp, but hey, wherever God sends us, let's spread the gospel, huh? Let's tell people about Jesus. Let's not be afraid to talk about him, because even telling one person about Jesus, one story about Jesus, can change their entire life. And that's the good news today.